100 word stories.
Good morning, everyone. I had to update Audacity and then fiddle around with my Yeti. No, that's not a euphemism. Hi, this is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast at one a day until the day I die.com. Now, you're used to me, you know, not promoting everybody's sites and all that stuff. It's up on the podcast site, you know, one a day until the day I die.com. However, I gotta tell you, beware the hairy mango, may be gone, but beware the patronizing mango is out there. Matthew Sanborn Smith, Patreon, uploading his stuff, doing stuff for pay, you know, something that I don't do. I mean, I got a decent job, I got this, I got that, I save my money, I don't buy, like, truffle soda, that crazy crap. No. And so I put that all into this is a hobby. This is not my. I'm kind of pathetic. But the point is, beware the patronizing man. Give that this feels like an ad, doesn't it? I don't know what. It's just kind of sad. So, oh, by the way, if you want me to pimp your stuff, just write me a note. Or even better yet, join the weekly challenge where I post a topic, you come up with a story. This week is, the topic is, I can't believe that. The reason why you should join the weekly challenge to pimp your stuff, you can include it in your recording. What am I going to do? Edit it out? Okay, so that's it for the show. No, just kidding. We've got stories from Jeffrey Fitcher, Richard, Lizzie, Charlie, Serendipity, Tom, Don, Norval Joe, Leiana, Tura, and Planet Z. And maybe one of these weeks I'll just say it's, hey, forget the stories. Let's just all pimp our stuff. But then that wouldn't be the weekly challenge. The weekly challenge is to pimp your stuff in 100 words. You know, that would be kind of boring. Although, if you could make it exciting, you know what? Next week, slip one in there. Add one as a bonus. Tell us about yourself. You know, I've done this every night. But just ramble. You say, take up some time. I don't care if the file is 500 frickin' meg big. Okay, we got space on the server. Probably not enough bandwidth, but whatever. It takes a while to download. You let it download overnight. Okay, it's on your phone. Now your phone is full. That doesn't work out too well. Anyway, the weekly challenge. Let's go ahead and listen to some stories before I fill up the hard drive.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And Muncie, come home. And my story this evening is called A Wasted Youth is Better by Far Than a Wise and Productive Old Age. I can't believe Paul McCartney is 75. How'd that happen? One minute it's 1963, the next you're chewing up the front end of a new millennium. Hell, Aunt Margaret's even older. So's Raquel Welch. Jane Fonda is pushing 80. Kennedy is 100. But he's dead. So is Bowie, Len Fry, and Greg Allman. So what's your point, old man? I'm a goddamn boomer, and we don't go gently into that good night. Old age should burn and rage at the close of day. Rage against the dying light. Thank you, Dylan. I think I'll take a nap. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Credulity by John DeCleese. Americans have been trained to credulity for several generations now. It was an evil moment when advertising executives were enfolded by politics. The school slipped from teaching reading, writing, and arithmetic to television appreciation and obedience to authority. Any knowledge that was more than 3 months old became obsolete. Nothing was worth remembering for more than 3 months. And eventually the group memory of Americans became no more than 3 months, though everybody possessed an exception. Hobby memory, like baseball statistics. It should not have surprised me when she said, "I can't believe that you'd think President Nixon would lie
I had a craving for some meat. I was coerced into a vegan diet by my partner for the past year, but now, left alone for a few days, I foraged in the back of the freezer. I found an unmarked package wrapped in butcher paper. I hoped it was the beef I hid behind the ice cubes. I unwrapped the package, rubbed the chunk of meat with my favorite spices and put it in the oven. 475 degrees for 4 hours should do it. I can't believe I ate the whole thing. It was like eating a charcoal briquette.
Hidey-ho, everyone. It's your favorite and only Leanna. I should get my name patented. Anyway, before I start, I'd like to shout out a late get-well wish to Munzee. I hope you're already well on the way to full recovery. And by the way, I apologize for the dog snoring in the background if you can hear it. For this week's challenge number 582, I have the following story titled, What We Knows Grows. This is a somewhat factual tale. I'm ignorant of the world around me, too selfish to take part in learning because I'm just that lazy. It is on a frequent basis that the news is fed to me as half-truths and silly lies from my husband.
Did you hear Pink died from a failed cartwheel off the stage?
Nuh-uh.
Reports are out. A cow sent into space is now grazing on Mars grass.
Sure. Whatever.
A law just passed. You can't throw snowballs on Sunday.
Stop messing with me.
Guess who's president?
I don't want to believe that.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week. They say, your life flashes before your eyes, in that brief moment, before death. I can categorically tell you that isn't true. I've dispatched many unfortunate victims, and never once have I seen the slightest evidence of their lives flashing before their eyes, before they succumb to the inevitable. I've seen abject misery, extreme fear, utter terror, and total despair. Shock, horror, and dismay. All of these emotions, and more, I've seen flash before the eyes of the condemned. I've seen the foreboding of death in the eyes of the dying. But life? No. I can't believe that.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. What are cobalt, fluorine, and iron together? Everyone looked puzzled by the question. The cafe owner grinned. Think about it for a bit. She walked away, basking in how the tricky question had caught the cheeky young man off guard. Each day, they would ask her questions she couldn't answer and laughed at her ignorance. After a few minutes, she went back to their table. Well, I can't believe you couldn't come up with one little answer. They shook their heads, baffled. She poured a cup of coffee slowly. They still looked puzzled. Coffee! C-O plus F plus F-E. Ha ha, gotcha. And this was my story for this week, dropped by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello. This is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com and I have visitors here. But, that's probably just an excuse for being lazy. Anyway. Here's my entry for weekly challenge number 582 with a prompt of, I can't believe that. Well, here's my Jack's mother glared at him and said, I can't believe that a son of mine could be stupid enough to accept 4 beans for 1 entire milk cow. Jack opened his mouth to speak. And don't tell me some story about them being magical and giants living in the clouds. Jack shrugged and shoved his hands into his pockets. Now, go out there and get our cow back, his mother snarled at him. And if you can't find our cow, don't come back at all. Jack walked out, a solid gold egg in each fist, and never came home again. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. ...
Tura Brazoino here, with a story on I Can't Believe That. You'll never believe what I'm going to tell you, said the student excitedly. Not much point you're telling me then, I replied incuriously. But this is incredible, he exclaimed. You said that already, I pointed out. I can't believe that this, he went on. Hold on, you don't even believe it yourself, I asked. And I won't either, so why tell me about it? But this is completely unbelievable, he burst. I could hear the multiple exclamation marks. I filled in the mark sheet. 9 out of 10 for persistence, 3 for persuasiveness. Another mediocre student at Spammer Training 101.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 582 on the topic of I Can't Believe That. My story this week is called The Heist. It was the perfect heist. Mike had scoped out the bank while I planned the getaway route. We'd demand everything from the teller drawers, which, on a Friday, would be bursting with cash for payday. The first part went like clockwork. Mike and I entered the bank with our masks and pulled our guns, covering the guard and ensuring no one pushed a panic button. We split the bags of cash and went our separate ways, in case one of us got caught, arranging to meet later. That's when everything went sour. The cops were waiting by my car. I couldn't believe that son of a bitch Mike set me up. As the cops read me my rights, I heard another set of sirens nearby. At least my anonymous call prior to the heist got a quick response. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week with another story.
Good morning, this is Richard. You were going to have more than one story from me this week, but I'm taking some very strong painkillers at the moment, and I'm high as a kite, and, well, basically, all I can manage is one. This is it. It's called Love Story. I can't believe that we're still together after all these years. I can't believe that I've stuck with you all this time. I never really knew what you saw in me. It was your inheritance. And after all this time, you still love me. I tolerate you. It's your money I love. And you'll stick by me, no matter what. Just as long as the money lasts. So, I know you'll forgive me, and somehow we'll get by. What do you mean? The money. I honestly thought he was a Nigerian prince. What? I can't believe that I fell for it. That's it. Goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
I can't eat popcorn anymore. It's just too tough on me. And every time I've had popcorn in the past 6 months, I've suffered a bout of kidney stones. Is it causation or correlation? Doesn't matter. I'm not taking any chances. When I go to the movie theater, I am immersed in a cloud of popcorn stench. It's so damned tempting. I ask for a caffeine-free Diet Coke and 2 hot dogs. The register girl looks at me strangely. I ask again. She's still confused. So I take off my gas mask and repeat my order. Ah, goddamned motherfucking popcorn stench.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories about... I can't believe that. So, yeah, someone went there. Oh, well, that's part of the creativity. You take a topic, where do you go? It's cool seeing the directions that people go and just wander off the beaten path. You know, drop people in the middle of a department store, and where do they gravitate to? And some folks go straight for the coffee bar. And down about 10 espressos and start screaming, I'm a horse! I'm a horse! I said horse, not whore, right? I'm a whore. next week is a pick 2. Go to the site and you'll see. I don't know what else to say. That's usually a clue for me to thank you for being a part of this. And everyone who's listening, creating... Just standing there on the sidelines thinking, I don't know if I can do this anymore. By the way, Apple Music or whatever the hell it is going to start sending out stats. So thank God I can't sign into it because this podcast is so freaking old. It didn't even have a username or password. And they got their thumbs up their butts. And they're like, oh, we can't give you access because it's all automated. We can't hand you to a supervisor. They're a robot. And all that stuff. And it's like, really, in your giant Halo and Cupertino, you can't ascend to heaven and fix shit? Anyway, so I can't see stats, which is a good thing. I don't care. It's not about the numbers. Solo son numeros. It's only numbers. What matters is the creativity and the enjoyment you get out of this. And, okay, a few clicks here and there, it doesn't matter. What matters is that we do something that leaves a mark. And then when the server goes down, it all vanishes. But it'll exist somewhere. Somewhere the NSA is keeping logs of this. And they're saying, oh, they're going to go shoot up the Senate. You know, it's just crazy stuff. And that's another thing that really weirds me out. I know some people have compassion and emotion and empathy. But really, Congress has single-digit approval ratings and nobody's going... You know, maybe that's a good thing someone gave some 9mm term limits out there to congressmen while they're getting bribed. One of the people shot was a lobbyist handing out checks. What was he a lobbyyist for? I don't know. It wasn't duckies and bunnies. You know, probably some, no, people should smoke more cigarettes while polluting the environment. It's all fucked up. That kind of logic is all fucked up. The point that we've gotten to that point where we have a thing with, like, a worse approval rating than Hitler. And it gets shot up, and it's like, oh no, everyone come together for unity. It's fucked up. You know, and, you know, oh, we must come together for unity. And then, like, a day later, they're screaming at each other in the Senate and trying to unseat the president and throw each other out and stuff, and they're all scum, and they want... It doesn't fucking make sense. It's all chaos. So what we do here is create or whatever. We're the ones who are above it, I think. And we try to work through our neuroses and worries and frustrations and occasional joys. Oh, by the way, happy Father's Day. What, you think I didn't remember? Not that I'm a father. I mean, yeah. Oh, I have fur children. Really? That's the same. How many times have you had to pick up your fur child from, you know, juvie? So, yeah, I have no idea what it's like. So why should I judge you when they run around the restaurant and spill crap all over, you know, or whatever, constantly. So, yeah, that's why I eat at home. In the movie theaters, I can't eat popcorn anymore. So what's the number one smell that comes out of movie? Okay, number two smell after you don't want to know what happened in aisle 3. Popcorn. So, yeah. I should be eating, like, nothing. Which is what I'm pretty much doing for the past 2 weeks. Yeah. But I've been on the treadmill, so it's good. My God, why am I rambling so much? Green beans. I love green beans. I gotta tell you, just other things to dip them in, I could eat them all day. Instead of potato chips. Instead of Pringles, which aren't potato chips. I've got my shit turned around, I think. And then it all comes out. That's TMI. So, yeah. You gotta make a difference. And now I'm back on that kick. And then I'll get all depressed again. And then I'll stop again. And then I'll wail up like 300 pounds. And then the gout. And then the this. And then the that. Potassium citrate. Oh my God, that messes me up. Ugh. So, what about you? You know, if there's a recording that's less than 5 minutes next week, I'm going to be disappointed. Let loose. We're not. Whatever. Be kind of difficult for Charlie, but, you know, you have to do it in the whole, you know, robot voice and all that stuff. Oh, come on, it's only text. And then the robot voice does it all, and then it's cool. So, yeah. Anything else? Yeah. Thank you all for being a part of this and suffering through this long ramble at the end. Is it a ramble or a rant? Maybe I should put up a poll. Doesn't matter. No one's going to comment on it anyway. You know, whatever. And I tried to order a sponsorship. I tried to give somebody money recently to, you know, hey, you're doing something cool. Let me give you money. And I don't really care about whether there is an ad or not. They're like, okay, there's an ad associated with it. Maybe I should, you know what? Maybe I should just give them the freaking money. And it's like, here, I'll just have to put up the ad or the sponsorship. Just do it. And it's like, you know, whatever. And then they're gone. They're probably busy with something, you know? Never assume malice or rejection. It just probably got a little busy with something. It's okay. And if it turns out to be malice, whatever. Everybody's got their opinion. They all have their battles to fight. God knows I have my battles to fight. And they're nothing compared to what y'all put up with every day. You know? I worry about some of you. And I hope that this is at least an outlet for some of the frustrations and creativity. Or if, you know, it's like, oh my God, I can't believe I got out of bed this morning. At least it's something to look forward to. And that's kind of a burden, I guess. But, you know, we all gonna have some burden. You know, let me take some of the load. And then when I collapse, you know, just bury me where I fall. With my boots on. Probably on my head. I have a very small head. What the hell is my phone going on for? Okay, that's it. It's reminding me to shut the hell up. I've wasted enough of your time. So come back tomorrow for a story, and then tomorrow for another story, and after that for another story. It's like Tom Cruise in that, you know, I actually like that movie. It was kind of cool. As opposed to The Mummy, don't ask. I saw Wonder Woman. It was, actually, I liked it. I really did. DC finally did something good for once. Let's see them screw it up in Justice League. See y'all tomorrow. And as always, keep it brief.